hunan nam ka da nyam be sim jin tam je tam jin lan na me ba yan do bur zo be san ji ji ko ba rim bo ji jin ne jang do bur ja de ye che do sam ba jang ju ju do do je ne sam bur shu kan ji sam bur ja we chu ji rim ba ne kop su ba ba dor je chang dong ma de ni che bur ja ba la Tomara gewa lege dun, bardo gewa shungi dun, tamara gewa jugi dun, daanji sum yobale, tongmar lama gyubi rinbaji, nushila tumundan, tumung mayimbi onrodan, ingme kumji, nushi dhana shingi dine, ladong, din chungwa ji yobale. Tomar sangma la tastile shuein
We need to establish all sentient beings as vast as space our mothers in the state of perfect Buddhahood and so for this we please generate bodhicitta as you listen to these teachings and the subject of our teaching today is the short Vajradhara lineage prayer which is divided into the sections of Tsawet Sabche
Ta Tsawet Sabche Sum Shi Karishana Tikidu Ta
Divided into the sections of the supplication to the lineage and then the ordinary and the common and special preliminaries and the main practice of shamatha and vipassana. So first I would like to wish everyone tashi delay.
Tashi delay. Dachi dangye ne dorje changdungma labde padasala nyungnyung chik dine dine dabu chik yore de yinayang di nanglo la ne chajye chenpoge shi nchurwa Mwishi je tamji changdeba da dende chiyore.
Now, the Vajradhara lineage prayer is short, but it contains within it, for the practice of Mahamudra, the preliminaries, the main practice, and the dedication. Everything is there.
Da, dende ki dorje changdung ma di suyu sungpa re, senyang kaji togpa sa sikiri la. Ani, Bella, Chidang Tatembang other than Chidders and I mean do Joji Loma. And the Kishit Langri Tangba, Saint Joji, that the drum dumba, drum dumbe jella, Bodova, Shara Wada, Chenga Walla Swajunga, Bodova, Pujunga, Konda, Bodova, Pujunga, Chenga Wajung, then Chenga Wadisum Gijella, Langri Tangba, Shara was in it, and Kadambeki Vishinian. Gerachim bo chure dinani langri thangba ki namchul di ani bengar chambal sang bo cha diore
So you may wonder where this prayer comes from who composed it this is not from the lineage of the early and late spread of the teachings in Tibet this is from the lineage of Paldin Atisha who came to Tibet from India, and his main student was Drom Tumpa, and then Drom Tumpa's three main students were Potowa, Puchungwa, and Chengawa, and Potowa and Puchungwa had many students, but principal among them were Langri Tangpa and Sharawa. Geshe Langri Tangpa composed the 8 points of mind training, which was the subject of the teaching I gave here last year. And his main student was Pengar Jampal Zangpo.
Korangi Tulubha Reincarnation.
Oh, Gonda. Langri Tangpa's reincarnation was Pengar Jampal Zangpo.
And then Bengal Jambal Sambo saying the Karma Ba and the Dubatonwa Dendengi Loma. That Lama Chitan Koran Lama Mambo Ten Yusare Dinani Dene Korangi Semgi Toto Chusa Chagya Chambu Nelu Token the Lama de Surisna Karma Ba Dubatonwa Dendengi Koran Loma Chare Dene Koran Semoto namchola lochop che la chamde baro
Bengar Jampo Zangpo was the student of the sixth Karmapa Tongwa Dunden. It was he who instructed him in Mahamudra, through whom he realized Mahamudra. And he practiced for 18 years at Lake Namso in Tibet.
Kangal mambu chungyore de inna yang da chukho na simlo taan ni dine chik luidhaan sola mazeba jine nyamlen nang we thamma de la da korangi thula thungsha pa nyamdo di dine changma la gode bu du du da dana ngarang dhan de dorsi changdung ma de sung barwa.
So he practiced in retreat and at Namso Lake for 18 years, during which he encountered many difficulties. But at the end of that time,
Tamala da korangi loma shimba ki shuson kerang la thukla thungsha pe tokpa di anjula songro je slab de ne torje changdong ma de songsong
so and at the end of that time his students requested him to give an explanation of what he had realized, and so he composed this prayer to Vajradhara.
Then that did the Korang Dana Karma Ba Tukbogi Lomare, any Karma Ba Tumba Chora Jazogi Lama Chayore, Bengar Jambal Sangpoti.
So he was a student of the sixth Karmapa and became the Lama of the seventh Karmapa, Chodra Gyatso.
Tachik jena yang anju thangu changla na dhilwa yakbo chayore da na Bengar Jambal Sangpogi namdul di lodru nima yin lagyore, tuk lodru nima.
So we, as students of Trangu Rinpoche, in the Trangu lineage, we have a special connection because Lama Lodo Nyima Rinpoche is the reincarnation of Pengar Jampo Zangpo, who composed this prayer.
Ta gandar da din du dan dorje changdung ma sene tungdung se kamam ba ge sona da na ojin chile doje ge dorje den la sun du kapsula chig jena din de in sa re naru churu gi ani nyamlen de ringbu che ani chajeng gi nyamlen de den de dorje sam te tung tile tung se de gan la den de tungdung la be in sa re den de da sung na song ce mo da che ne
The prayer is very short, and His Holiness the 17th Gyalwang Karmapa taught on this at in Bodh Gaya, and he was sort of joking that practices of the six yogas of Naropa is very long, but this is very short, like a condensation of that. So I'll teach on that.
Dat jine da ngarans da ge da ma shu sha gen dor je chang jin te lo na ro dang mar ba me la chi jung kam bo pa da da de sum she je gu ni gar ma tin es jo dor yon de kap sala ta dang bo de la dor je chang se gen yo re de ne dor je chang de nam jo ngaran so je de la thang ga je de ano ko dong ngom bo ji ye bo je cha ye ba la dor je sum yambala tilbu sum nan to gal la tin de chuja che de ba chi shab chil dung sho de ne sang je long jo zo be ku nan ba la ye ba de la na ngara sang ma tor chi chang se de tilong ye jing gi yore
So we recite Great Vajradhara, Telo Naro, Marpamila, etc. When we consider Vajradhara to understand what he looks like, we can look at a Tanka painting, and we see that he's blue. He holds a Vajra in his right hand and a bell in his left, and his hands are crossed like so. He sits in the Vajra posture with crossed legs, and he has the ornaments of a Sambhogakaya Buddha and so on.
Da inna yan di di dan doje chang se du ka la nam ju nga rang zu la le dang bo pa la ta chi den de chi yore ma lam na man zu doje chang se di mo shi ya na ha ku ya ka le ka bo yore di in di ta doje chang se ngin chi den de chi yore da la pte o kurang ge ni o doje chang se ni den de chi tu wa sam ni sam la nye shi nye ki ruwa ตาอินายันโจโจจินาตาดอจังดลาตาตาสุมจิดอจังซินตาตากซัมจิดอจังดิตนะทังกะดิเรตากตากตากิดอจังดิตากจาตาตากาสตาลาโซตากิดอจังดิดอจังดิทังกะดิเรนะไดดอจังดิมารังซุลุลาซาลุงดนะเนดิกยอเรตซาลุงนันลาตนะจิอันตากบาลาตนะทังมาดิ
So this is the appearance of Vajradhara, but for beginners it can be difficult to understand what he Vajradhara really is, what is he like. So there are these three aspects, I guess, or three ways you can speak of Vajradhara, and see if I get this right. So there is the sign, ta.
Ta,
okay,
sign.
So there is the sign, Vajradhara. Then there is the da.
Da is da tungirwa. Tendeji yora da la da takala wana. Chigdi. Ta ngaranzu lu la la cha dhu na tuji chang cha dhugirwa. Bora da 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 da.
The first is like the outer sign or symbol. You could say the symbol, the symbolic Vajradhara. Then there's the like the indication. I'll look into this and let you know tomorrow. Vajradhara, which is the winds and channels of our body. And then there is the meaning, dun. Vajradhara, which is actually the nature of our mind, which is not external.
And then top yangba gitu, top yingji chimbo, some namjala yingji yobasum divan, till a sherub kokore, send a pentile and then sherub sunjala dirbu. Then yam the chuja jedi, top she sundu jubas and the dineti, thing around the same thing la yore. Mila top na sherub nika same thing the yongo gore.
His two hands hold the vajra and bell, so the vajra in the right hand symbolizes method and the bell. In the left hand symbolizes wisdom, and so this is the symbol of the representation of the union of method and wisdom. Now the meaning of Dorje or Vajra is unchanging, and the color blue represents the Dharmakaya, which is unchanging. So the color of the sky, when one is a child, we look at the sky, we see the sky is blue. When we get to be teenagers or young adults, the sky is blue. And when we are old people, the sky is still blue. So this is something that doesn't change.
So 네 도르장 신디나신지 나랑서 줄도고 공연 담보던데 수수 지부인 말던데 줄도 받쳐 좀 바래
So we look at Vajradhara for example in a painting in a tanka and think that I can be like this. We look at the Lama whom we rely upon. We request teachings. We practice the teachings. We purify our misdeeds and obscurations and recognize that in this way the Lama has become like Vajradhara and that this is a way in which we also can change. So I'll say a little bit about Tilopa and Naropa now.
Tangaranzo Tana Kajuba Segendi Tene Yagarne Kandis Cuba de Kandijungre Slamne and the Triva Tambayana, then Yagarne Tana Teloda Narunini Chungdeba Chungbare.
So, how is it that the Kagyu lineage came about? It came from India. It was transmitted from India, from Telopa and Naropa.
Da jenang ge da de namdar nana ngarang le yobanan namdar nala de mindu de pe de du re namjun telo gi namdar jebana chen da ngana sangma dengi mindu de telo bala ni kyu dang Ringu sini, Cuba de la de Yongure, Nebudi, Doja Chang Longus,
Tanya
Bunajong, Tadde Yore.
Okay, so there are two lineages that came to Tilopa. One is was long, that came through many teachers, the other is the short one that came direct from Vajradhara.
Then I and the Dizu Chiranzo Telubagi Namdana Latana, and Telubagi Namdana Sebo Yore.
So if you read the biography of Tilopa, then this is all explained clearly there.
Dana Garan Shuedi, any Tana Dorje Chang Telo Nalulandi, Tudu Mashuna, Mambushuna, then Azu Targimare.
So if I tell long stories about all the lineage figures, we won't finish.
Tindu any Payula, Tatup Mangbu Yore, Tutup Jajuan Segura, Jajutsabshian Segura, cousin. Sudrun Bussuna to the Pemangboya, Kerache, Chikachibutanga Jabure, Lagodina Jingeta, Tenanani, to the Kera Chimbunani, Tateloba Chigre.
So there were many accomplished scholars and realized masters, 84 or even more, but the most famous of them was Tilopa.
Okay. Then in the short lineage the young shina man yang kaje kanena samne. Chen chang da te lobo de chung chung gabla de ne. Phaman de zola. Bugu me de ne. Yala choba pul mala chimba tang phaman zo da. Paje minister de ne sare. De ne de bugu ko gi do samde gabsala. Ne thaman de la ta lama yidam. Ta kunjo ge jinlabla teni tene kunjo la pugo chung ne pugo chung na yang ane pugo de chikden jawala towa yo mare chikden ge jawala towa yo mare koran chung chung ne chela kabu yo re.
So for the story of Tilopa, before he was born, his parents had no children. And so they wanted to have a child. They made offerings and asked a priest for blessing, and through the blessings from this, Tilopa was born. And from the time he was small, he had little interest in worldly activities. He had a lot of interest in religion.
Then Coranda Chula Chang Gabochini, then the Yore, then the Coran Sherab Chimbo, Yore Ming Layan Tello Sherab Sambo, Segure, Coran Ming Mati Sherab Sambore.
So he had a great affinity with the Dharma and a lot of discerning awareness. His name was actually Telo Sherab Zangpo, which means excellent discernment, excellent intelligence.
I'm going to talk the short lineage first, maybe just before to kind of, you might confuse, that's why.
So a bit about the short lineage. When he was small, his parents kept animals, and so they had animals and would feed them and so on.
Then Quran Simjin Jela Simjin Gir Tado Chedu Kabzo Quran Kale Kasun Tamangbo Dro Din Chedi. Then Quran Shingdong Jewala Nyedesun Tesun.
So this was really a lot of work, and so one day Tilopa just sat by a tree to rest.
Then Korangi then Nidies Kuyan said a chickena, chicken and Yikuya Samara Hagomason. Then Korangi Dunla Namkala, then Kandro Magic, the Kandro Masan and Amagimo, Kala So Mejo, Tarling Boo, Semo Ring Boo, that bears of Bajer, Namkala Porto Guido.
So maybe he fell asleep, maybe he didn't, I'm not sure. But he saw in the sky a Dakini, and she was, she had long hair and long nails, and she was flying, no teeth, just, you know, very rough looking.
No pity. Tene da morangi namgala purgyora papur supurje dyani telopala tene telopage thibare kharang khani yoin singa controlling ni yong in by ins lagyo re origin jiling origin jiyul
So she was flying in the sky and he asked, "Where are you from?" And she answered, "I'm from the land of Udiana."
That then the love to Kapsala, and then Maransala, Bob, and then the Telopala and Chorayan talking in base, did it, the Duke of Sala, Telopa Puchun Jordi.
Morangi Kongla.
No.
So she landed and asked him, "Are you going?
Are you going to Udiana or Dakini land?
Are you going to Udiana?
Then with me?" Then. He said yes. Then Korang then accept the Duke of Zala this Tom Dom Rajid Duke of Zan, the Morangi Trubagi, ticked over it. Morangi, that Trubo Dabogeni, ticked over it. Korang La Puria Gayo Mare.
Nyamdulan. Oh, okay. So then they went off, they flew off together.
So he have no powers, no kingdom, he can't fly. And she, when she asked her, him, "You want to go with me?" And he was a little bit like, kind of diseased, that sort of feeling. And same time, he reached that place. And they have so many wrathful dragons, many god keepers. He was very scary, dangerous. But anyway, then he passed one by one. And finally, actually, she is the Vajrayogini, but shows up human form, very scary, nasty, that sort of form. Then he met up first, the real Vajrayogini, learned from him, her. Then Vajrayogini, after that, slowly he met up with Chakrasambhara and learned from Chakrasambhara. And then he met up Vajradhara. So he really learned from those everything, and he spent I don't know how long. And that moment, he already become a Siddha, great Siddha, Telopa. And then one day, the lady come back again. "You want to go back to the where you come from?" He said, "Yes." And they come back. Then they come back. Then he was trying to teach to the students. then he's a very scholar, well knowing the Dalai, all the Dharma, anything. And that time, the India always asking students, who is your teacher? Where's the lineage? And they keep asking, Telupa say, my teacher is Vajradhara. And nobody see the Vajradhara. And they, everyone thought you are a liar. Maybe you are the no perfect Dharma way. So usually Telupa song is saying, and the Telu myself has no human teachers. Ma Telu ngala mi lama me, ngai lama doje chang.
I have no human lama. My lama is Vajradhara.
So then he mentioned songs inside also like that. By long vocabulary inside, you can read slowly, so it will more details. So then Dalopa thought, oh, so if I teach like that, not much benefit. So then he pretend he don't know anything. So then there's a long lineage now. There's a short lineage direct from the Vajradhara. Then long lineage, then he traveled to place to play, find the Dharma teachers. Then he between, so very beginner. So I want to explain the very beginner one, okay? Sorry, our great translator.
Thank you.
Interrupt you.
Thank you.
Tad dilubbala, ani kapapshi lama se yongdi gyore. Tad kajubba sani kapap sani tak dani yongdi gyore.
So the Kagyu lineage is a lineage of four streams of teachings.
The din do any telopa lama dambo di suresna and
Ludup
Nagarjuna. Then Trupta Sariapa. That dambo teaches Nadido. Tambo de la Tsariyapa le Tumu Shubare. Tsariyapa. The first one, maybe I can sweep. Tsariyapa le Tumu ki Tamashu. Then Lutub le Gulu dang Vasalji Tamashu. Then the Naruchu took la six Tarmadi Manjan Teluba ni Chumbarwa. You can talk first this one.
Telogi Lama.
Tsariyapa le Tumugi Tamashu. Telu ta kaya shegi mevadava jebarwa.
Lasso. Okay, so from Chilopa's Lama Tsariyapa came the instructions for the practice of Chandali or inner heat. And from
Ludu,
from Nagarjuna came the practice of illusory body and clear light.
Tene trupta lawapa le milam gi tamashu. Tene khandro sugas de le bardo dang poa gi ta tamashu ne tila kapap shi lamas lagire.
From Lawaripa came the practice of dream yoga, and from Sukhasiddhi came the practices of bardo and poa, or transference. And so these are the four lamas of the four streams.
Tachidang geba na lama, di rere la yin, lama pe mangbo yore, tamga rere la yin, tso tso de, tati na ming rere jine, tati ndi tang sha yore.
So in the long lineage, there are a great many lamas, but these are the main ones.
Tene da dinala ta nga gi kyuje de zo pa ju sanwa de ba da ma ju ma ma ya de zo dinala ta yo re de na chi dang da dinala sung yo ma re nga gi ta na tantric de zo ya shu yo ro kuran sta la ta ma de
and
ta nga gi ta ma de zo da na tsa ro ya tsa ri ya pa ta lu tu ta la wa pa ta su ga ti san mang bu shu yo re kyuje de zo.
And so, from these lamas, he also received many instructions of the tantras. Or the transmission of the tantras.
Then, jidang korang ki tamga desu shune telopa de den tamga desu shu tamga de ya korang tene dana dekonan ki tokbas na mindu ta chajya chenpo ki tokba de simjula tene yakbo ngishi chungya chedula. Then, Nupcho Somapuri, Sasita Sajatela Troni, Kandal Somapuri.
sumo pare.
Chola kang la. Ane shab la chakto kyamne. Lo chunyi la kom gyabare. Hakosong?
Hakosong, I think.
Yeah, very good.
So in his for his final instructions, for Mahamudra and generating certainty in Mahamudra, he practiced at the Gompare. Gompare?
Na Sumapari Gompare, Tazulakam.
Okay, so he at Sumapari Monastery, he practiced with his hands bound. So with his legs bound, lochuni for 12 years.
That in the suggest the dammajana kawagasala dogre, samsam sang yam ying dogre, that in the mandrech de la derang, junicom jamnitin and ambare.
This was to prevent his sort of wandering here and there and getting distracted, so he meditated in this way. So for us, just remaining in meditation undistracted for 2 or 3 minutes can be difficult. And if we bound ourselves up for one day, that would be very difficult, or to say nothing of even just 1 year.
Maybe 1 month, the people become crazy. So they do the same thing. Lot of chew do go re. Then shampoo, kun damba, chicken chew jele shampoo yo mare. Then chew dirang samlo tani. Timana shampoo cha chawa kainla samlo tangyo matang. Aranjo samlo mangbo yo re. This one do the nganjo same thing. Do go mare.
So the most important thing is really from deep in our minds to have no attachment to the 8 worldly concerns and to think only of Dharma and not to become involved in other things. We think of all kinds of things. So after 12 years, in this way, he evinced the signs of a realized master.
Then Korangi Kur Mangbo Tang, then Tamang Mangbo Nang, then Samjian Mangbo, then the Chu Song, that then the Nangbare.
And so he then drew many disciples and taught many students.
The DJ and each dangi, the Natello Pogi, number Turtu, Turjuje, Tello Sheriff Sambogeta, and the Tama de Kulim, Subudi, Mabambach, and a Kaju Gishing La Pebare, Sido, Taba Kaju Shinga.
So this was a short explanation of the life of Telopa, and that last comment had to do with his passing on to a pure realm at the time of death.
But with a term that I wasn't sure about. Oh, shoot. I will look into that too.
So Tilopa had a great many disciples, but the principal one among them was Naropa.
Then Narupa di Chidang Gandhizana, that Narupa story ring Bunala Chanastana Yapoyore, Tatumna Dine, Tantinala, Ten Sangma, Shugu, Tsikashi, Kashima Sungyo, summarized wrong. The Indian Narupa de Tambo, Yang, Nalendagi, Changu Sungengi, Pandita Chimbure.
So the life of Narupa is long, and I will just summarize a bit. So first, he was a scholar at Nalanda University.
The Nalanda la Korangi dene Changu Song de du Kamsula, the Minglaya Palchigme Dakba, Sene Suchiglaya Tamokoba.
Palchigme Dakba.
Chigme Dakba. telupagi kasa narupagi mingdi dire midizo narupa narupa la soba kyab yong thugi mare ming goduni ta di yore lamna sheni yong matu batende yore korang pe rigbondum bo yore
At Nalanda, he was known as Jigme Drakpa, which is the fearless, wrathful, glorious, fearless, wrathful one.
Drakpa is not wrathful, mare. Kedak chenpo.
Oh, okay. No, he was glorious, fearless, and renowned. Or renowned as the glorious, fearless, and a great scholar, particularly in debate.
So that time, because they always debate Buddhists and non-Buddhists. If the Buddhists win, and you have to belong to all the college, monastery, you have to under the non-Buddhists. Non-Buddhists win, they have become Buddhists. The challenge with a very dangerous situation. And that time, and the real scholars stay in the main gate. Because otherwise, people enter from the gate, and there he's an, I think, northern Chang, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the north gate. He was situated at the north gate of Nalanda.
The Nalanda University of four gates, and the central two main principles campus staying, the scholars. And he's a northern gate, and he did debate a lot. And later on, people hear Narupa, that time they don't call Narupa, Pal Jingme Drakpa, his name. Hearing his name, and other people cannot come close to him because they all knowing he's a very learner and his mind is very sharp. So people scare him. They think if we go close to him, sure we will lose, cannot win, you know. That's what fears. And that time, maybe I can speak a little bit in the English, in the short, how Narupa connect to the Telopa. So he was serving the Nalanda University, and he was not 24 hours. Then they have also teachings with the students, and then the before teaching, they are also doing the preparations for maybe reading books. So he was reading book, and then suddenly in his book on the shadow comes up. Then shadow shows same like Telopa, they are the very, very much a holy one nowadays. So all, you know, like ghosts, very scary. That sort of one lady is flying and on the sky on on the text. And then she was holding the stakes like that, and she landed on the in front of him, and then she asked him the question, "Do you understand?" And he said, "Yes." And she asked the question, "Do you understand word or meaning?" And first he said, "I understand the words." And she was laughing, and she was so enjoy, dancing, jumping, and Narupa thought, "Wow. If I say that I understand the word," and she was so happy, and I should say I understand the meaning. And then the second he mentioned to her, "I understand the meaning," and she was screaming and pulling her hairs and knocking her hairs on the ground and crying all very badly. So he's just really hurting her. And then he asked to her, "Why, when I say I understand the word, you're so happy?" And then she said, "That's the truth. You're a scholar. The words all you understand, but you don't understand the meaning. That's why you're a liar. I very sad for your lying. That's why I'm crying and do these things." Then he asked, "Who knows the meaning?" And then she said, "My brother." And that time, she is a Vajrayogini, also emanation of that. So actually, the Telopa is like Chakrasambra. So then she mentioned Telopa's name, and Narupa, all the sudden kind of feeling, like when we shock the electricity, that sort of feeling, and the recall, the hairs all come up, that sort of, and then after that, he asked where I can find. She showed that one direction, India, and then she disappeared. And then he had no chance. Then he, day and night, he had only one thought. One thought is he wanted to find the teacher, Delopa. So he didn't want to stay anymore in the Nalanda. So he asked the permission. They don't want to give him permission. Nalanda is very important. So 4 years, there's just one person, and this is for the all Buddhists. So we are not allow you to leave. So he asked the central two men, campus scholars. They don't want to keep, and the other friends also different directions. They are all scared because if they lose, you know, the other non-Buddhists come challenging the Tibet. They're all scared, and then he said, so he don't want to do it anymore. So he only thinking is, Delopa, day and night, food or anything, whatever. So his mind's full of the fellow love, maybe, I don't know, Delopa, Delopa, that sort of feeling. So then, he said, if you don't give me permission, I want to escape. So I'm not going to serve anymore. So then, I think finally maybe he got the permission. So he traveled, always try to find the Lama Delopa, but never seen Lama Delopa. Always somebody appear and they say, I'm looking for, if you want to see Lama Delopa, I will show you. And they ask you, two bad things. And then he thought, he knows that, this is a bad karma. I shouldn't do this kind of things. 12 different type of the difficulties. Sometimes they show us the like parents. If you kill these parents, I will show you which your wish. And then he said, I'm not going to kill anyone like that. This is a very bad karma. Actually, they're all done by the Delopa's miracle. And because he didn't understand, he had the obscurations. And then that's why people find the negative karmas. So Delopa, a lot of the tests, a lot of difficulties times giving to him. Sorry, now I shouldn't speak. Our great translator is losing the job. Da gandar de narupa di da namjin yongda la kachin dang kachin chuni dang kachin chuni se ni shu ka wa ni shu zap shi che ba ro wa.
So overall, Naropa underwent 12 major trials and 12 minor trials, 24 in all.
Tan thamma de da na khorang ge lama telo ba chang ne jang ya lama telo ba ge thamma manang ne da ka wa mangbo che ba ro wa.
So when he finally did meet Telopa, he underwent a lot of difficulty in order to receive the instructions from him.
Ta Telopa la korangi lama Telopa jalba dikyo mar zo de dama to go gore ta korang la denda de ha go gore ta gita kanomagi kiran denda shegi mun denda shebe chedula ta Telopa la katuna kawapena cha pulda nalton da nangroje mendepu dendejinende telobage tamashira nangyo mare.
What he wanted was instructions. He wanted to understand the meaning, as the Dakini had said, that he didn't understand the meaning, and so this is what he needed to do. So he, in order to get the instructions from Telopa, he offered mandalas and so on, but he did not receive the instructions right away.
Da ngarang chula Telopa nashin chik narupa la tuputangwa nashin tangbay na phase lama di te pe dukuchara loma chik ya raya kala khapore.
So if we were to do something like this now, if a lama were to treat his students the way Telopa did Naropa, that would be very difficult now.
lamzang da lama dukjare lamne da Facebook dang kawa gasala chapra tangre lama yapur lagmare.
Immediately it would be all over Facebook that, oh, this is a really terrible lama and he would never get any students that way.
Ta telopa chenya telopa gedene naruba la samsam karla gersna kangba thumbu chelat telopa shu ta naruba telopa la tamga nangro chala kawa pe na kubla de do gyore telopa ge ta ngala lomang one no den yena tene kangba di thumbu tsene ma chongre da standard lab ten naruba ge yeyon la ta du loma shembane soyo mare ta lama ge ngarang la song re sha samne tene dogba gaya mene lamikara sam chongsha gyora kangba thosu sumshine mala.
So he was always asking Talopa for the teachings, and there would be situations like Talopa would say, you know, if I had a real disciple, he would jump from that tall building over there. And Naropa looked around and saw there wasn't any other disciple around, so he must be me. And so he went to the top of the building, and without any hesitation, he jumped off.
Naropa ma chongdu kala ma sala tap tene ta shiro shiro che record so cha tene che sa kashe na la na na sa du kala ta pe suk jam ne ta na ro sa ne ta ro na che cha song sa shi la tu na na ro sa de tene tene de te shi jap ki du na ro pa sa ne.
So he jumped from the building and landed on the ground and broke many bones. And so his name, Naro, na means sick or ill, and ro means corpse. And so this is probably the meaning of his name.
Tenea lama chuzo ni sumjela yongyore. Tan lama telobage.
Lama
chuzo ni sumjela. Ta ma bu narubatila yone. A chu kare songs. Kan cheba in da dewa dang gyore
lama shanda
mar mar telopa.
Oh, telopa. Oh, so then 2 or 3 hours later telopa saw him and said, so what's going on?
So he came to the student place. What's going on? What happened? What you done? You know, very asking to him. And of course he ordered to do things, but he didn't say anything, you know. And then he said, oh, Lama, you, Naropa said, Lama, you mentioned like that, and jump I did. Now I'm very nearly died. My body's become like crop, or so painful, that, like that. And Naropa said, oh, so pity. And then Naropa put his hand to the Naropa's hair, same like the mother care to the small children, like that. And suddenly, everything okay. And pain all gone. Like that. Blessed. And again, he didn't teach Talopa. Naropa wants his instruction. And Talopa walked. And Naropa always chasing behind. And please teach me. And again, Talopa said, look, suddenly, oh, I have the maybe hard student or real student. Do this and bad things, maybe do it. And then Naropa look around. Actually, there's no other students that Lama is telling to me. Whatever he order, he do it. And always difficulties, always hard time. So he did up 12 times very difficulties. And ending Talopa's, he keep asking Talopa, give me a teaching. And Talopa said, I have nothing to show. Your own look in your mind realizes that's a teaching. Talo ngalat tendu chiyame rangi rangi tona tolo instadne yoro.
Yeah, I have nothing to show you. My instruction is
rangi. Talo ngalat ta su zo de dunda de tonye. Rangi rangi tona tolo ins.
So if I if you look at your own, um, if you look at your own mind, then that is realization or liberation.
I don't remember the perfect all the words and there's his biography inside. So then one day he's keep doing these things and developer beat him. And then he become like what do you call damage
temper me ba chagi do. Oh, he fainted.
Painted. Mm-hmm. And once he get up and he all realization he got it. And same like developer, what developer knowledge, everything like print out, same like the everything Narupa got it. And then
Everything that Tilopa had was then transferred completely to Naropa, but first he did have to undergo all these difficulties for purification. So we need to have this kind of firm faith in the Lama and not lose our faith the minute we're given a dirty look or something like that. To have this kind of faith.
So I don't have this kind of faith. I have to tell the truth. And so mm-hmm. my teachers show black bear skulls and this, and I automatically so sometimes get angry myself. So I don't have. That's why I cannot get realization. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, maybe you guys have maybe this kind of the faith and devotion, I don't know. Ta di di ani kajubas ni kyuba di jagar ni chung bare then pe ni di kani ko zo bare sen na then tan da tobi heru ka gi nam du yan se gi ore ge ba dor chen nam du yan se gi ore nar a ka se marpa lo jawani chung bare.
So that was the Kagyu lineage that came from India, or the stream that came from India. The stream that came from Tibet was through Marpa.
Mm-hmm.
So the meaning of the Kagyu, the lineage of the instructions or the teachings came from Vajradhara to Tilopa, who transmitted the meaning to Tilopa, who transmitted then his realization to Naropa, who transmitted it to Marpa. So this is the lineage.
That then Jumbi Heru kagin namju di then Marpal lozawa re then Marpal lozawa di chungsa de da loza yula chungbarwa. That loza so matina di na chikdong yame chuni la kudamdo. Chikdong Junila 1012.
So the Tibetan lineage came from Dombi Heruka to Marpa.
Dombi Heruka ke Namdul reincarnation.
Lasso. So Marpa was the emanation or incarnation of Dombi Heruka. He was born in the part of Tibet called Lodrak in the year 1012.
Then Koran Chungjungne Marpa Debe Kongro Chaboyore.
When he was small, he was very bad tempered.
Then Korangi, then Chungjung La Chongmi Lo Zawasne, Tizala Yang Sanskrit Jangsong.
And he learned, when he was young, he learned Sanskrit from the translator Drokmi.
Tene dizane tes che chi ngarang ge samlo re tes ta ya bo shege du samne dile ya ga she go du den ze re tene kya gal la pe barwa.
And so then thinking, well, I did that pretty well. I should do more. So then he went to India.
Tene mando kon la kya gal la chere ge da bulwas na lamma la phoye su su sa de tene korang la chala de sangma sel la su su.
So he had gathered a lot of gold to bring to offer to the teachers in India.
So he needed to spend himself food eating, you know. Then da korang jagala dupe kaw mangboche re kale mangbochung yo re.
So it was very difficult traveling to India and in India.
Then that jagala los thengma sum phebare bayule thengma shi phebare tan marbalo jawade.
So Marpa the translator made 3 trips to India and 2 to Nepal.
No, 4 times.
India
3 times, 3 Nepal times. 4
oh,
times.
Oh, sorry. Nepal 4 times.
Tene jidang ge konan jagala lama gyadang ge ten yores.
In India, he relied upon 108 lamas.
Ten dinani dana kaju chikbu tachi kyubo di ngapju tamba yores. Shesul zimba ngapju tamba.
Among those, he received shegyupa, the oral instructions. From the lamas in India, there were 50 in all.
Tene korang la nawa jurnis jurba lama chuksum yes. Nawa jurs na da korang ki samlo de sama chebo jabra. Pena chan anta ta mangboji. Karma bata wache na titila lepdu kaso semlo ti tangna jirwa tangye ngama chik yang tikpa chim mangpa sa na lamsan tikup nilo de ta tiringne tamja jene nga tikpa chegi me lamne karichin sa na karma baki chinlap la tene ta ngarang semlo jirwa tang roko yora tina ching na wo jurnge ki lama chuksum yus
chuksum
change your mind or how to say something
Okay, that's a term I don't know. But there were another 13 lamas from whom he received instructions through a kind of mind transmission, I guess you would say.
That now was the appearance of a chakra there, huh? Nangzu, na de, til samlo dang dang de kyuwa dang de, that then the chuksum jongs.
Okay, so through the appearance of the lama that had the effect of transformation in the mind. So among his 108 lamas, there were 2 who were primary. The main one was the Pandita Naropa. And then Maitripa.
Marbalo zawa de kazu shubarsan lo chudru dan dawa dun de bare.
Chudru.
7 months. 16
years. Lo chudru dan dawa dun. Okay, so he stayed with Naropa for 6 years and 7 months.
No, 16 years.
16 years and 7 months.
Ta dezu dana marpa ki kur dan namdar nang la pe sebo yore. Marpa ki kur yoro namdar.
Oh, laso.
The biography down his Doha.
So this is all very clear in the songs of Marpa and his biography.
Ta dindi ji du gan la ni Marpa gi da gar so re ta kyuti mangbu shu re ta nanda na kyuti sang maluk kyuti chuksum sen ne zo zo de shi gyo de sang ma da naru pa na lama de zan shu re maluk gi kyuti
maluk gi kyuti
kyuti
oh Lasso. So the tantras, the transmission
of the tantras.
Okay. So so he received all the tantras and the oral instructions.
Ta dindiji dugan la ni dana medibazane zo di chage chembo kor shu yore.
And mainly from Maitripa, he received the instructions on Mahamudra.
Chidangida ta narupadne shu yorete inayanda chukche rode medibane shu beta tene dobochi na marbo kurangi kudna la yore.
He also did receive these instructions from Naropa, but primarily from Maitripa.
Maitripa jangpa memba shawari bas and tudop shawari ba dizane shu yore chakje chenpoti.
And also received Mahamudra instructions from
Shawaripa.
Kabapchi marpala chongpare
naruba jane shune dane pela khyangorwa naru chuduk sende marba gi pela thik khyangorwa.
So the four main the four lineages of transmission came to Tibet through marpa who received them from Naropa.
Ta didu kapsala ani naruba dang mete banyi gi ani mahombala ani tene bergi tulsa de zola tene chu tungen gi lama de kerang yin sne kunan yi gi jalsab yin sne tene te ngasul number e jalsab do
naruba dang mete ba mahombala pela
Pela didu chu chigi mangbo yo mare Chuyabo Jigyo meters of Simjube, Jomboyore, Tindu, Tin Chugu, Dulgogudo, that you Nangugudos, and Konani, that Totuki Mindu. Marangi gets up, representative the Chirangin Slane, the Nam Marpala, the name Bella Tangsong. Hagosong?
Marpa Gi
Mare, Narupa, the Meti Panyigi, Korang Lama Nigi. Anyi ge representative de chenang yins chenang bello to chut ta ta tamang tong gores changba sam member lab gores mila
lasso oh lasso okay so Naropa and Maitripa said to Marpa that in the future in Tibet there will not be.
Now that time Tibet is not many flourished dharma. People are very aggressive and that sort of feels a not really harmony. So then two of them, our representative of you, like the enthronement. So you should go back to Tibet and you should flourish dharma, you should teach them, something like that, our lineage. So that time also, the Marpa has seven children, actually, he has. And then the Marpa, so final Marpa visit to India, and Naropa. That time, Naropa didn't appear in the place where he stayed. Naropa was already nearly go to the Dakini land or something like that. And Marpa was very upset because before the Naropa said, you come back, I have still certain oral instructions, tantric teachings I need to teach you, so we should meet up. So then Marpa come back. When Marpa here in the Nepal, Naropa was passed away or something like that. So Marpa was so extremely sad and come India, any the four direction, always searching Lama, calling Lama's name, and finally he meet up with Naropa again, Marpa. And that time Naropa emanated, show us him the half Vajra, and one half Vajra, and one is Naropa himself. So half Vajra Mandala, and then that time Marpa should be first to the Naropa, but Marpa first station to the half Vajra. The sign of the circumstances, Naropa say, now you are on the Rangi Chubas Nagala.
Your mind stream.
so korang korang gi da korang la pugu mangbo yore de na pugu de korang gyuba de songdu gu mares
So you have a lot of children but they will not carry on your lineage.
Then at that time the sign was already the little bit mystic because lama created the mandala, lama introducing the mandala, lama is more important, but he did more importance mandala. Then the he said, so your on the lineage will be break, so your lineage dharma will be never ending until the how to say tam the bet chuju di chuna jing bu cha gere es la bre migyu di che do gre sing ge jer
so your dharma lineage will be unending, but your personal lineage, your family lineage will end.
So when he said like that, and then the Marva answered to Naruba, I have 7 children, so it won't be break. What methods can help? And then the Naruba said, so you have 7 is nothing. If you have 1,000 children also cannot handle, no more, it will break. So your dharma is no break. So then he gave the Havajra, Chakra Sambra, still certain things teaching. Then he went back. So then the Marva, the everything is doing for is one of the his son called Se Dharma Dode. So Milarepa built those all the houses is for the his son. But anyway, ending his son was meditation time, they're doing retreat, and that they got the obstacles because he wanted to go outside the party. Maybe party or kind of the first devil, the big first devil's going on. And the father and the son, they all father was very wrathful, they are all scared. But father said, not allowed to go anywhere, you have to be to the retreat with together. And there's some of the maybe obstacles when father was maybe upper part doing retreat, his lower part, and he hear a lot of people talking in his window side, and then he looked down. A lot of people dressed up nicely, and everybody said, oh, they are the festival, we all go there, like that. And his mind is totally destruction, no more stay in the retreat. Then he wanted to escape. And then mother gave, I think, 5 or 6 promise. Then if you took this promise, I allow. If you don't take this promise, no allow. Then he said, I will do promise. So then he break all the promise. Because once he reached their mother, said, don't stay high throne. And then he stay in the public, and suddenly people realize he is a son of the Lama Marpa, and Lama Marpa is that time very famous. And everybody pushing him, ending he is the higher throne, or rich. And he break mother's 1 promise. And second, also, mother said, don't drink any alcohol. And also people force him to drink, he drink it. And then I think thought, some I don't remember, but I just before read his biography. And then raised the horse. And then he raised the horse. Then he hit his head and the stone break out. And Milarepa was that time, sort of mother sent with the kind of bodyguard or maybe servant. And Milarepa tray his clothes tight in his heads, bring together. And Milarepa come to the house. Marpa was very, very sad about it. And Marpa think, our teacher already mentioned before, so real family lineage will be break. Maybe he was really expecting his dad's son is the best. Maybe it's learner, that sort of. So anyway, this, time's up. I don't want to talk too much. So anyway, he's the Dharma flourish brings Marpa has many students, but mainly the, our now just in the lineage prayer is a Marpa main disciple is Milarepa. So we can maybe short talk Milarepa about tomorrow. Maybe I'm going to stop here. It's okay.